Yeah, I'm going to ring this bell and invite you to find a comfortable position where the mind and the heart and the body can rest. Simply pausing and making that simple movement a little closer to what's happening, to present moment awareness. And just seeing what's noticed. Another little ping is noticed. So, yeah, just settling in to this particular posture. This spine. And the angle of it. These limbs, their angles, their bends and folds, and the weight of the body, the pull of gravity. Not too much and not too little, just keeping us right here. Noticing the breath. Nourishing, oxygenating the cells. Constantly going. So we pause and actually encounter what's here. It might be more or less pleasant, more welcome or not so welcome. And that might be what's happening in the body. Also, what's happening in the heart mind. Maybe pausing to know the mind states that are here. And if there's a lot going on in the mind, perhaps just settling back. The spine might want to move back just an inch or so. So easy to lean into life and feel that sort of momentum or push. So just inviting that settling back a little. Seeing if that brings ease. Can the attention be beckoned toward the breath so that it moves with the movement of breath through the body? The attention accompanies the breath. And of course it's going to bounce off. And when we notice that, just really gently, respectfully inviting it back. Touching moments of movement with awareness, movement of the breath. Just touch lightly with awareness. That attentive quality needs constant renewal because things are changing moment by moment by moment. So even if we've landed with this sensation here in the belly or here in the throat, the very next second, something else is going on. It's an amazing feat to sort of drop the attention again and again to accompany us in this impermanent world. Constant letting go. Releasing of agendas. There's nothing to get. Just lots of things to let go. As life constantly arises and falls away. So just seeing if there can be that non-resistive capacity, that malleability to move with the moments of breath, the mind moments, the body moments. Move with life as it's happening. Sounds that are arising and vanishing in all of our environments. You know, you're hearing my voice, but there's also all the particular sounds in your own environment. Arriving and vanishing. It's just tuning into the soundscape. Really bringing awareness to change. These words coming and going. Sound of the wind rising and falling here. Perhaps low-level hums that seem to last quite a while. Sharp sounds that arrive and they're gone. So we're going to be focusing with this insight dialogue guideline attuned to emergence tonight, where we sort of dwell on the precipice of what's arriving and departing, what's emerging and vanishing. There can be this soft readiness, this kind of supple availability where we're according with circumstance, sort of moving the attention and not fixating on anything. This sort of curious, responsive, adaptive being with what's unfolding, what's not yet known, the stream of change itself. So not predicting, not anticipating, but standing in not knowing, sitting in not knowing. And noticing what it's like when we sort of peel back those expectations, predictions, agendas that kind of fill the space and perhaps tighten us down. Might notice just how it is to let those fall away to the degree that is available right now. And really be on that cusp of not knowing. Simply remaining present with changing experience. Mind moving from one object to another, one thought to the next. So the change itself can become the object of the meditation. This rising and falling, simply attending to that shift, shift, shift. What's arising? And what's vanishing? What's fading, disappearing? Could be at any of the sense doors. Perhaps the heat or the coolness of the body. Can it be known as it arrives, and as it leaves and lessens? If the eyes are either closed or downcast, what's changing at the eye door? Mind that moves so fast, is it possible to capture that movement of a thought as it arrives and leaves? Or a feeling, an image? Really bringing curious attention to what's unfolding, what's arising internally, externally, both. I wonder what I don't know here. So much emphasis on what we do know. And with this guideline, we're moving into the terrain of being willing to discover rather than presume. I wonder what I don't know. here. Seeing if impermanence can be allowed and invited rather than that sort of subtle bracing against that we can fall into. Still welcoming. Okay. Here. And here. Here, the constant change. So let's take a few minutes and maybe stretch a little and possibly get something to drink or use the bathroom. And as you do that, just see if there can still be that attuning to change. Really noticing as you take off a sweater, as you do whatever you want to do, but just notice the constancy of what's shifting and how and whether it's welcome. Just aware and coming back of behind me, it's now black and it was white when we started the call. It's constant changing that we're subjected to. And I wanted to just quickly mention some agreements for dialoguing together. Just to support kind of community sharing. So just a couple of things. So just to only share what you're comfortable with, sort of take a moment, pause and check, see what feels really, really right, you know, really comfortable for you in the moment with the particular people you're with, what's kind and beneficial, what's timely and true. So the basic sort of premises of wise speech, and then confidentiality, to just take care with each other's words, not to repeat names and things that are shared in the groups, and also to not ask any direct questions and not to offer any advice. So those are just a few things I want to suggest. And if that sounds good, maybe you can give a thumbs up. Okay. So we're going to explore impermanence. And, you know, we've all heard that this understanding of impermanence is kind of like the cornerstone of Buddhist teachings and practice, and everything that exists is impermanent. Nothing lasts. So we can't grasp or hold on to anything. When we don't fully understand this, we suffer. And so if we want to lessen that suffering, we need to come close to understanding the truth of impermanence, not as a concept, but as an actual experience. Bird just landed in the tree, right as I said that. So yeah, this sort of opening of the door to an ever deepening understanding of impermanence over the years. You know, I think as practitioners, we slowly deepen into our sense of impermanence. Those of us who have had to face illness and death, really are more directly impacted by impermanence and really changed by that experience. So the Buddha said, better than 100 years lived without seeing the arising and passing of things is 1 day lived seeing their arising and passing. It's a pretty strong statement. 1 day seeing impermanence is better than 100 years of not seeing it. So we're going to practice tonight with really seeing it, this arising and passing away. And in a few minutes, we'll move into breakout groups of three. And we'll each have 4 minutes to speak and then 10 minutes in open dialogue together. So about 22 minutes in all. And if each group could time themselves, that would be really helpful. So 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 4 minutes, if there's three of you, and then 12, did I say? And then 10 minutes in open dialogue. And if there's two of you in a group, you'll have a little bit more time. So the invitation is to really tune the attention to what's changing as it's changing. And it could be at any of the sense doors. It could be this breath here that's swelling the belly, raising the ribs, and leaving the body. Could be the various aches or discomforts or heat or coolness that arrive and leave. It could be in terms of sights or sounds. And it might be with the mind. Boom, things that just arrive and fall away. Thoughts or images, emotions. I think moods are the hardest, you know. They can be really hard to catch as they arrive, as they fade out. Really turning the attention toward capturing the rising and passing away at the sense doors, right as you sit, as you listen, as you speak. So you might notice if you tune into one sense door a lot more than the others. And you might notice if you tend to tune into the arising more than the passing away, or the vanishing more than the arising, or if they're about the same. Just notice and see if you can keep the conversation really attuning to what's changing here and now, so that it's really close to the moment. And, you know, just seeing what it's like to be aware of change in that way. Does it bring an edge of fear or more wakefulness? Is there a brightening or maybe a slight quiver or tremble? So just see how it is to move closer in towards this truth of impermanence here and now. And part of this whole guideline attuned to emergence is to let go of planning. So see if you can really sort of be on the edge of that cusp of not knowing and allow the moment to sort of inform you. And likewise, if you're listening, to the extent that you can, when you're listening to your meditation partners as they speak, let go of any agenda to the degree you can and really listen with that open curiosity. And notice if you get lost or caught up or distracted, just replace the attention to the breathing body, to that movement right here, right now, and sort of come back to the present moment. So we'll have 4 minutes for each speaker and then 10 minutes to share together with no separate speaker or listener. And if you don't know each other, I would just welcome you to introduce yourselves quickly with your name and where you are. We don't know who's going to speak first, second or third. So that's part of that attuning to not knowing. I trust you'll figure that out. And just again, letting go of any plan of what to say so that what's spoken springs from the moment, from here and now. And just see what it's like to let go of what you thought you might have said. You know, we've usually got ideas about what, oh, I really want to talk about this. And it's not that you can't, but just entertain the possibility of letting it go. And it might arise up again and you choose to speak it, you know, but sort of entering that not knowing what you're going to say. And for this, the pause is your friend. It's what's going to keep the dialogue fresh and alive and immediate. So really give yourself permission to take your time and, you know, it's meditation rather than conversation. So you get to be quiet as the speaker and find your own way. So let's move into triads with the magic of Mary Lou. And we'll see you back in the big room in about 22 minutes.
There. You and I got the one room that has two folks in it instead of three. We're an odd number this evening.
I'm used to being an odd number.
I wanted to. Yes.
Excuse me. I just had the thought that maybe what happens actually is we're coming back to it again and again and again with the resistance. Yeah, it's not that it's there all the time, but the resistance is I'm bringing it up again and again and again and again.
Right. Saying no, no, no.
No, 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 no. Maybe. Just a thought.
Yeah. Any other thoughts that you'd like to share? Yes, Carol.
I'll make this quick. It's now again.
But okay.
Thoughts are almost like instantaneous, like they go quickly. Sensations, a little slower. And emotions, longer. And moods, I remember once, you know, when I was sitting longer retreats, like I'd be going to a version. I wonder if this is going to last a minute or a week, or and happy, you know, it's like that can be the predominant mood over time. It's lots of fluctuate, you know, there's other things fluctuating a lot, but there can be a general mood of happiness that can last days and longer. Okay.
Yeah. That's interesting. You're saying that the thoughts you're noticing are faster than the body sensations. For sure. Yeah.
There's something, I think it was Dan Goldman or something I read, that we can let go of thoughts quickly. I mean, they'll keep coming back, but it takes longer for emotions to subside because there's the chemicals take longer to break down in our bodies. So yeah. As that's happening, the thoughts slow down, but there's still that inclination to go back into whatever it was, you know, to stop.
Yeah. Thanks, Mel. Yeah.
It was interesting to do inside dialogue with this medium. One, yes. I'm used to seeing the person I'm speaking to. And I just realized now that you can do that because it's normally set up that who's ever speaking there, that's the image that you see on the computer. But you can pin their video. So when you're in a dialogue with somebody on Zoom, you could pin their image so you can actually look at them while you're speaking instead of just looking at an image of yourself.
Oh. So you were seeing, if you didn't pin the video, you were seeing just yourself, were you, John?
Actually, now I can't remember. I can't remember how it is, but there are definitely tricks. I've also learned it's important to get the lighting right. So people, because I was speaking with Lee and Minion, and their place was very dark. So I couldn't see them very well.
Yes, there's all manner of ways to make it work a little better. And just so that, just in case anyone's not aware, you've also got this speaker view and gallery view at the top. So you can choose whether you want to see all of the group or whether you want a bigger picture of the person who's speaking. And you're right, John, it does take a little adjusting out of the in-person kind of ease in a way of just sitting with one person or two people, usually just one in Insight Dialogue. Into this online form, it's a definite switch.
I'm sure a lot of us are spending a lot more time on computers and in some kind of a Zoom conference format. So it's a whole new world. I was thinking that even though I'm basically quarantined at home, that I get out, it's kind of like I'm on a spaceship and communicating back with my friends on planet Earth.
Yeah, it's a different kind of way, isn't it?
And I have not felt disconnected from people. I feel very connected and in my heart. And it's been a hugely transformational time. for me. So I was looking forward, because I've missed the Insight Dialogue sessions, and this has been just as powerful for me on Zoom as it has been in person.
Wow. Oh, that's lovely to hear.
And I think that's partly just from the experience that I've gained being online and being on, you know, in a Zoom conference medium, that I have become comfortable with it, and the kind of translation that you end up doing over time learning this medium.
Mm. Thank you, John.
It's great to see you, Nick.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, did you want to say something, Carol? We've just got one more minute. Go ahead.
I would like feedback. My technique, which seems to work in meditation, is to focus on feelings in the body, and which includes the breath. And as Mel was saying, first of all, I'd like to say, Mel, I'm interested that you changed your painting behind you since last time we spoke. I find that it helps me to, the feeling level, it does move more slowly. And it's easier as a resting place to watch the thoughts if you're really focusing on feelings. And feelings can imply this thought or that thought, or they don't have to. They can speak loud and clear, period, without interpretation.
So what's your question, Carol?
I just wondered if that makes sense.
That the feelings are longer than the thoughts. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. If I'm focusing on breathing and other feelings in my body, I'm focusing bodily, then it's easier to observe the thoughts on a different frequency.
That's interesting. I wonder.
It's the way to healing, I feel.
Yeah.
The intimacy.
Yes. I'm not sure how it is for everybody. I mean, for me, I tend to sort of catch as catch can. If it might be a feeling, it might be a thought, it might be a body sensation, I'll sort of take more. You know, I just try and keep it close to now. But I'm not sure.
It's just a first orientation, and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I think that's great. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to ring. Well, maybe I'll just offer a little metta before I ring this big bell here. So perhaps just take a moment and settle into the heart area. Maybe let's just take 5 breaths together. Just sharing any benefit, any ease, any joy or clarity. Any fruit that's come from our time together, sharing it widely with those who are maybe struggling, dealing with losses and grief, stress, difficulty, strain. In this particular time. So just feeling that movement of the heart to share the benefit of coming together with good friends, good teachings. Yeah. May it be widely shared. Benefit all beings with no exceptions. May that be peace. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
I hope.
Thank you.
I always hate hitting the leave button.
It's that moment of clinging.
What about if I get to
let go?
Letting go.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
I can help you out, Donna. I'll hit the end meeting.
There we go.
Nick, thank you very much.